The Voice from Jerusalem presents Yuval Shomron's program, Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. I receive a lot of inquiries asking, what exactly is Messianic music? Let's first approach the question, what is Messianic? One could say it is the Hebraized version of Christian. Of course, actually, it's the other way around. Hebrew came along before Greek. Messiah, or Mashiach in Hebrew, literally means anointed one. So Messianic believers are those following the anointed one, Yeshua. In our modern use of the word in English, we usually speak of Messianic Jews, or those Jews who believe in Yeshua as their Messiah. If we say Messianic Christians, we normally refer to those Gentiles in the church who believe that it is important to recognize our Jewish roots, the Hebrew origins of God's word, the Old Testament holidays, the importance of the land of Israel, and to some extent, Jewish traditions. For instance, some churches embracing Messianic ideas have returned their worship services to Saturdays, where they originally belonged. Now let's continue on to the main subject of today's Hebrew Highlights. Messianic music is a relatively new genre of composition bridging the worlds of gospel and Jewish music. Its birth, or many would say rebirth, is a result of the inspiration evolving from Israel's re-establishment, the rebirth of the Hebrew language, and the revival among God's chosen people. Because of both the intense honor for the Bible and insistence on interpretive accuracy which has always existed amongst the Jewish people, Messianic music tends, for the most part, to be taken straight from scriptural passages, or at least based on them. The additional input of immigrant groups returning as prophesied from the diaspora to Israel has widened the spectrum of musical sounds and scales, making Messianic music amongst the most ethnically interesting and variable in the believing world. The first modern-day Messianic songs, based on Eastern European Jewish melodic ideas, were composed in the early 1960s by Mervyn Merle Watson. It would be more than 10 years before others joined their ranks. The Watsons continue their musical journey in Israel today, joined by their daughter Elana, now a composer and musician in her own right. Today there are tens of published Messianic composers around the world, with the majority living in Israel. Here's a list of Messianic songs you may have heard. Merle Watson's Awake, O Israel, or Jehovah Jireh, Stuart Dowerman's Hineni, Joel Chernoff's The Year of Jubilee, David Loden's Rejoice, Daughter of Zion, Elisheva Shomron's Kadosh, and For the Sake of Zion, Paul Wilbur's Shalom Jerusalem, or Mark Chapinsky's Come Let Us Go Up. Anyone familiar with the prolific work of these writers will recognize varied yet familiar threads woven throughout their compositions. God and His words are first. The melodies serve the words, not the other way around. Harmonies are different from those in every other genre of gospel music. The rhythms reflect the excitement of God's awakening in Israel today, yet reserve respect for the scriptures they accompany. If you are new to Messianic music, you are in for a delightful treat. By the way, you can find a large selection of these CDs at www.musicfromisrael.com. Do you love Messiah Yeshua? Then guess what? You too are Messianic. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.hebrewhighlights.com.